This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star?
Don't you know? Boy, Colin dug in today.
Oh, he's, sometimes, I would say, like, when we do these shows, there's, like, a couple returns we get where the music just hits, like, exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. It's a hit. This That's one's funny. A hit. Myles Garrett, yeah, he's a star. He is a star, and the Eagles could be star hunting this offseason. 215-592-9049 for Run It Back. Or go after a star. And like, I know, and I still deep down would not trade two first-round picks for Myles Garrett. I'm not doing that. I'm not going all in. But I'd be lying if I didn't see that report this morning by Diana Russini and say,
you go, hmm.
Well, wait
no,
a second.
No, I got you. I feel you.
Because I started picturing it, imagining it, and then I started to justify in my head, like, wait, if they could do it for less than two ones, then like...
Yeah, you start workshopping.
Yeah, I workshopped
it. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
And I'm like, you know, these other free agents, Sweat, wonderful Eagle, but see ya. And Mekhi Becton, I'm not paying you. Now, the Bond one, that hurts.
He said it with the straight. I'm not paying.
I'm done. Mekhi Becton. I think they'd be crazy to give him a
contract. I'm not
contract.
Impressed.
But like, if the debate internally for them is run it back or go get a star, the star could help them win more next year and maybe even to the future if they're right about how long that guy has left.
I really think if you gave Vic Fangio truth serum and you asked him, would he rather run it back or go get him Myles Garrett? I really think he would say go get Myles Garrett.
I mean, come on, Kyle. Who wouldn't say that, though?
Well, but
I mean,
but. So that's kind of my point, because we keep doing this thing where Vic Fangio can turn anything into great. I got one name for you, buddy. His name's Bryce Huff, who sucks,
yeah,
and Vic Fangio
back.
Couldn't do anything with that.
Somebody gave that to him.
He had that in his
right.
back pocket.
But no, but Bryce Huff came into a situation, and I'm not making excuses for him, but it is what it is. He couldn't do what Vic Fangio asked him to do.
Well, what if the guy we draft can't?
Then that's on Coach Fangio, but that's not the point, Kyle.
No, but we know that's a possibility, is my
Kyle.
Point.
It's not. You know why it's not, Kyle? Because if you're in there watching film on a guy, and you've been in the NFL as long as Vic Fangio's been in the NFL, and you draft the guy, if you sign off on a guy that can't play in your defense, you need to be punched in the face.
Well, but Fangio's done that before. Joe gave you an example earlier, Bradley Chubb.
Oh, you're talking about Bradley Chubb, what position he played? Running back, right?
No, pass rusher.
Oh, he's a
pass
rusher. He's a defensive end.
You're thinking Nick Chubb.
I'm thinking about Nick Chubb, yeah. I think that when you talk about stuff like that and what he was back then, he's not that coach now.
Well, also, he's been in the NFL 30 years. Every coach is going to have hits and misses, right? Like,
right,
there's going to be Bryce Huff and Bradley Chubb. And Chubb's not even terrible. He just didn't turn out to be at the fourth pick in the draft.
He's not no Micah Parsons or
I love Fangio, but at the end of the day, he's had one number one defense in 30 years.
Well, here's the other part of this. And this is something that we can guess on, we can talk about, we can have our opinions on, but only Vic and Howie know. Like, let's use Zach Bond for an example. Does Fangio believe he has the next Mike Vrabel? Does he have the next, like, under-the-radar guy that is going to be good for years to come? Or does he think, yeah, I could give me that guy. I can
work with him.
Right, I can get someone else. Like, I don't know what Vic thinks. I mean, the truth serum, Kyle mentioned, what Vic Fangio actually thinks. I think part of it is what he actually believes about the guys he has. Forget, anyone could say see Myles Garrett and say, I could.
That's a no-brainer.
Right. The question that I think Howie, and I'm sure he's got Vic's opinion, is this thing with Bond real? Because if it's real, guess what? They're going to give Bond a lot of money.
Yeah, if he believes in him. Because they're watching film,
right.
And they're going to say, you know, what do you think about this guy? They're going to evaluate him.
And not all of Vic Fangio's great players over the years were supposed to be great players. Some of them he developed. Like Navarro Bowman, who was with Patrick Willis in San Francisco.
He was a third-round pick. Navarro Bowman was one of the most...
He was awesome.
Physical linebackers, him and Patrick Willis together. Oh, my God.
But Bowman wasn't a first-round pick. Like, Vic it developed him into a great player. So, like, that you could do that, too. I don't know what Vic would say. I know this. I'm intrigued. Like, a couple days ago, I was all about depth, and I don't want to give away the picks, and I'm not giving away two ones. But I am intrigued that the Eagles are considering star hunting, because it's Garrett at the top, potentially Crosby. You know how I feel about Parsons, and I get yelled at around here about it, but that's fine. But Garrett's the one out there right now. Star hunting or run it back? Where are you with this Eagles team this offseason? Craig is up on WFP. Hey, Craig.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, Craig. What's up, pal?
Listen, man, I'm with you and Kyle, man. I say run this thing back because we don't really need
it. Kyle star hunting. What are you talking about? What you talking about, dog? Kyle star hunting. Me and Kyle been arguing. Me and Kyle been going at it all morning.
All week, really.
I agree with you, man. Run that thing back because we don't need a superstar. We got four stars, and we can keep four of our four stars. We don't need a superstar. A superstar still needs a supporting cast. He can't do it by itself. So that's my take on it.
Well, they do. I mean, they absolutely, Greg. There's no way that stars win by them. I mean, if that were the case, Myles Garrett would have won way more than he won in Cleveland, right? Because he's lived up his end of the bargain as a star.
Yeah, he's a metal monster.
Yeah, and that team is stunk. All right, Craig, what's the movie we should watch? Made before 2000.
Okay. It's called White Man's Burden, starring John Travolta and Harry Belafonte.
I think I did see that a long time ago. A long time ago.
2000 was 25 years ago, so it had to be a long time ago.
Yeah, man, that hits when you say it that way. 2000 was 25 years ago.
Because of the subject matter, man, that's why it didn't hit mainstream, because of what it was all about.
Yeah, it was a little controversial. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I think I remember that.
Yeah, I think so. Check that out.
All right, you got it, Craig. Appreciate it. Man, that I don't know why that hit me and why I feel old right now.
When you was like, wow, when you think about how long ago that was.
I mean, that was 2000 was around your prime.
Yeah, that's when I was doing my thing.
Yeah, had that was my Pelly years ago.
Had my Carl Kanai jackets and Pelly. That's what I thought about. I was like, oh, wow. Because I pulled my stuff out of storage. Yeah, I got my little Pellys and stuff like that. Averick's jackets.
You're going to start wearing those again? Maybe?
I don't know. You know, I'm at that age now where I have to run things through my kids. Like, I asked my daughter, hey, is this okay?
Yeah.
So I haven't showed her the pictures
yet. My guess is you're going to get flagged for a no.
No, because I got a couple jackets, man. Some of those Mark Buchanan jackets are nice. Yeah? They're still buttered leathers. I just need to find somewhere to clean them because, you know, they've been in storage. Butter leather.
What is butter leather?
The soft. Oh. Butters. Oh, they're like the butters.
Butters.
You know, like, you ain't ever heard when they call Tim's, they call them butters.
No, I never heard that.
You probably don't wear Tim's, though. They call Tim's butters. You got a pair of Tim's? They call them butters.
What about Vaseline leather?
Why catch a stray on the Vaseline, dog?
Lather Vaseline on me?
Why catch a stray with the Vaseline?
Well, he just wanted to set up the drop. I mean, that's what it was. Are you ready for a new era of Hugh? Dressing nice, Douglas, over here?
No, I'll tell you when I see it.
I will too. That's how we know he's become a movie star, when he starts showing up here and not wearing pajamas.
He won't be long for here once we start seeing that.
No, I'm gonna start putting some clothes over to get a little summer. Got my shirts.
Known us and been working with us every day for over 2 years.
And have not worn clothes but about what, three times?
Yeah, one day was picture day, and you wore your reverend outfit in.
I had a sermon to do.
the good reverend here. All right, let's go to Marlon in Southwest Philly. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Kyle be keeping me off the radio because, you know, he be making them bonehead takes. But listen, let me tell you something. I get Myles Garrett is good, but let me explain something to y'all about the Eagles, though. Mm-hmm. Number one, last year, before the NFL started, they didn't pay a dime for that defense. Not one guy was getting no bread. So all that, this, that, the other, y'all popping about who y'all could get rid of, y'all better keep that defense, because let me tell you something. You break down, you get rid of all them for Myles Garrett, I guarantee you'd be lucky to win four games.
Four games?
Oh, and I'm the bonehead.
Oh, come on.
Here's the real question.
Four games is crazy.
At what point is Jerry Jones going to go totally senile and trade Parsons here? Because that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, Jerry Jones is just like the city as far as they all of a sudden, they, you know, y'all got two rings. But, I mean.
Hold on. Who are you a fan of, dog?
Who Marlon's a fan of.
Oh,
you know,
I forgot. Oh, geez.
Yeah, this is Marlon, the Cowboys geez. Fan.
And as far as Parsons, boy, I would love to send him to y'all. Because he stinks. Yeah, I know.
He's your only good player.
Wow.
Man, that guy stink, bro. He's okay.
Well, I'll take him then.
Yeah. I'll go get him. I like the self-edit though, Marlon. Marlon's about to let him fly.
Lose five of them good young Thundercats for some Miles Garrett and see how Cal feels next year when y'all be watching somebody else win the Super Bowl.
I got to be honest with you, Marlon. You're talking about Thundercats. You're talking about, you know, not you.
Sound like an Eagles fan.
Trading Parsons here. You sound like an Eagles fan.
Huh?
You sound like an Eagles fan.
Man, you crazy.
Well, I don't know.
Like
you know, you're worried about
the
Eagles
like
here,
the
Marlon.
Birds. First of all, y'all got glory because, you know, it's the story of time right now. But I remember when the NFL started, 100 years ago? I didn't know who, Eagle who? Who was they?
You remember that? How old are you, Marlon?
He said 100 years ago.
As far as y'all, that's why y'all can say how great of a coach Sirianni is. You know why? If anybody ever coached that team, what do you win? What do you got?
He came in on fire today.
Marlon, you're wild today.
When y'all get a little win in, now y'all got to talk like y'all King Great.
Well, they're the best team in the NFL right now.
Marlon, do you even remember what it's like to win?
And then I told you again, just like that Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any two times you let four people without having the blitz be on that man's back like that, well, we know Vegas played their part.
Oh,
we
stop.
You heard it. You heard it.
Vegas played their part.
You heard it.
What do you mean Vegas? The Eagles were the underdogs in the game. What are you talking about?
Because you know how it goes. You know, this is where I get on that Ike reset when I listen to him.
He say on that Ike juice.
when everybody knew the running back was supposed to be the MVP, so we got all the bread on that. And then, you know, he going to get 100 yards, so whoever stopped him. And all of a sudden,
you're drunk.
They hit us up.
You are good and drunk on this Friday morning. The NFL got involved and stopped Saquon Barkley?
Well, we got to make the money, but we'll give y'all that Super Bowl. Yeah. Just like Tom Brady got it with Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? Now they owe one to somebody else.
I mean, it is early to be drinking on a Friday.
Yeah,
Marlon,
I got a headache from that.
He was all over the place, but especially that the NFL rigged so Saquon didn't win the MVP because people bet on
him. He started off by calling me a bonehead and then rattled off maybe like six boneheaded points in a row that, I got to be honest, though, make me feel so much better about my position. I mean, Marlon, that was moronic.
I have a theory now. The Cowboys fans are going as crazy as Jerry Jones. I mean, they're all in this together.
Yeah. That's a man that's just broken.
I also have a new theory about Cowboys fans that call WIP.
What's that?
They're all closet Eagles fans. They listen to us all the time. They listen to Eagles talk, as much as we do it. They always know what's going on with the Eagles.
Yeah,
pretty in-depth.
But we're entertaining, too, though.
Well, that's...
And a little crazy.
But
a lot crazy.
Deep down, they kind of like the Eagles.
A lot crazy. We yell at each other a lot.
This show?
Yeah. Yeah. We yell at each other a lot.
Well, at least every day someone is totally wrong and doesn't admit it. I mean, that's...
Who? I ain't been wrong since I've been here.
I mean, some of us would say you're wrong every day and just don't see it. Yeah. I mean, that's the best part
of it. I'm living in my truth.
Yeah, that my truth is a phrase that you use when you're allowed to be wrong and smile through it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You just smile and hold your head up high and be like, hey, I'm going to get ridiculed for this one. But I feel pretty good about my position.
You know what I just thought about, speaking of my truth? Because this is, I think, the first time we talked about people living in their own truth. Remember the NBA draft prospect like two summers ago that said Paul George was his GOAT?
Yes, I do remember that.
Paul George!
Yes. The guy that had to quit podcasting because he had to work on his body to get ready for the NBA season that he should have gotten ready for before it started.
His GOAT.
That's live. I respect that.
Yeah, that's... This guy.
You know what's funny? What I think got him is when I was listening to the afternoon show, and Ike said something about Kobe, and you wearing Kobe's number, and you said in honor of Kobe. That's not the Mamba mentality. I think he probably heard that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because after he did that, after Ike said all that, that's when he came back and was, I'm going to go ahead and work. Dog, for real? Like, in February?
Yeah, the season's over, buddy. Maybe we missed the mark on that. Clay's up next. Hey, Clay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Clay. What's up?
Hey, Kyle, forgot I was a huge Eagles fan for 40 years living here in Kansas City. It has been a great 3 weeks here in Kansas City as an Eagles fan. I can tell you that much.
Oh, I can imagine. So, you could strut around. You're the champ right now.
And I told him, there's an asterisk on that one 2 years ago because of that field, or you guys would have got the same thing 2 years ago. So
I'm sure they appreciate when you said that. Yep.
Yeah,
that dog hunts.
that hadn't gone over real well. But,
yeah, that dog
and, by the way, somebody needs to tell Marlon, 2000 was a long time ago, but so was longer was the last time the Cowboys mattered.
Yeah, 1996 was a long time ago. Yep.
Yeah, so real quick on the Myles Garrett stuff. Listen, you got to run it back. I mean, you know, you have a locker room that they seem to like and respect one another. And listen, I think Myles Garrett's probably a great guy. But you're going to take that kind of salary and insert that. You know, those young Thundercats, they love one another. They play hard for one another. But they're going to want to get paid. And here comes Myles Garrett. You're going to have to redo his deal. I think that's just – that's too far of a bridge to go, you know. I think that the keys here in the offseason are – Zach Bond, and I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I think you got to figure out how to keep Isaiah Rodgers. You're going to lose. I think D. Slay is going to come back one more year. Brandon Graham might even come back. But you're going to lose D. Slay after next year. So I think – and Rodgers can cover. You look at tape. Rodgers is a player. I just think he needs to be on the field more. So
yeah, and I think if they didn't stay so healthy this year or be so good, I thought we were going to see it more, Clay, but Darius had a good year, so they didn't really have the need. But I like Rodgers, yeah.
I mean, I just think that you have too much capital in this draft, and then, you know, next year when they lose all these guys, and they're going to lose – Milton Williams is a player, man. They're going to lose him. Josh Sweat's a real nice player. But you can go get a young version of Josh Sweat and Milton Williams in the draft. You know, look at what the 49ers did. They paid Javon Hargrave.
Yep.
That did not work out.
No, it did not.
I mean, yeah, overpaying for free agents and bringing other guys into the locker room, I'm not sure that is what this team needs to be doing, because the core is just so strong and tight-knit, and they got through all the everybody hates Nick and, you know, all the A.J. Brown stuff. You just don't – just let's run it back. Let's draft. And next year you're going to get a bunch of compensatory picks too, because they're going to lose some of these guys.
That they are. And that impacts a lot of things. One, who they could draft. Two, how much they'd be willing to trade, because they kind of know what they got down the line there. All right, Clay, what do you got for us for a movie made before 2000 we should watch?
So I hope this is timely, but one of the best movies I've ever seen is from the 80s, Gene Hackman and Hoosiers. And one more thing on that, I'll just tell you, you can go a lot of times to a great actor like that, just pull up what he's been in and go watch a bunch of them. Not only were the movies better back then, but to me, the actors were better back then, because it wasn't all about special effects. It was all about the actors and the storyline. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you got it, Clay. I agree with Clay. Usually everything gets better, it should get better as time goes on. I think movies are worse now. I rarely watch a movie where I'm like, wow, maybe it's nostalgia. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older. I just think movies were better back in the day.
Well, it's the acting. Like, you immerse, because when I watch television, a lot of times, you know, because, like, I watch a lot of Tubi movies. They're hard to watch because you don't feel connected to the actor.
Like
or
you
the
did
person.
A creative, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, some of those old movies, man, when you turn them on, you're immediately locked in because you've connected with that character.
And the Gene obviously had
and they had,
in the
that depth.
He had the ability to become the
yes,
person he was
the,
being.
The depth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. The depth of the character, because you're on the journey with the character,
mm-hmm.
And it's, or whatever it is.
I do think it's rare these days. All right, we mentioned yesterday Jalen Hurts came up in a conversation on WIP. Jordan Mailata joined the afternoon show in studio. Listen to this exchange about Hurts and what he told Mailata during that Super Bowl and after the game.
I would imagine as a teammate and someone who protects him, you have to feel good for him as well.
Oh, man. Dude, do I feel good? I feel great. I feel great about the way he played and the way he kind of just kept to his own the whole year. You know, and I went up to him and even I went up to him at the Super Bowl. I think it was a great. I can't swear that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I can't swear.
You can say the first letter of the word.
So I go up to him after we do the media round, get back in the locker room. It's going crazy, like a little party in there. And I find Jay. I go up to Jay. And I'm just looking at him, like shaking my head. I was like, what? And I go, man, how do you do it, man? The bigger the moment, the greater your performance. And he looked back at me. He has a cigar in his mouth. He took a breath in, blew out the smoke, and he said, that's what the F I do. And walked off.
That's a great story there. And you could we had the mic'd up where he said something similar, but Hugh, you can almost see it and hear Jalen have that reaction. Like, calm, it's what I bleep and do.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen hears everything. You know, he doesn't live in a vacuum. He hears everything that's being said. And, you know, when he has moments like that, because for whatever reason, in big games and big moments, the Buffalo game when it was here. He steps up and he plays well. It's he has an innate ability to do what's needed to be done in key moments. You know, and all the time it doesn't work out for him, but he's a different quarterback. I was listening to the other day, Joe, to Mike Irvin talk about him. And he said something that I really couldn't argue against. He said, Jalen Hurts has already shown you that there's no one way to win a Super Bowl. And then he was, you know, obviously you're talking about Myles Garrett, yeah. But that was what he was saying. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Because he got ridiculed. I just find it fascinating. And I ain't picking on nobody. But the heat that he took all year long for what he wasn't doing and for him to basically stay within himself the whole season and accomplish what he's accomplished, I think that's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it is. And he does I mean, he now has the highest completion percentage of any quarterback that's played in multiple Super Bowls ever. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, he has an ability. The more I watch, observe, see him, there's a very Derek Jeter quality to him. Derek Jeter was never the best player in baseball, but in the October, he seemed like it sometimes, and, mm-hmm. and his team won all the time the way Jalen does. All right, let's listen to this. We found this because the combine's going on right now. Eagles are interviewing all these players. Let's listen back. 5 years ago, let's listen to Jalen Hurts being interviewed by the Eagles at the NFL Combine before they chose to take him.
Jalen, how you doing, man?
You doing all right?
How's it going?
Yeah. It's going well.
Why did that? A lot, man, right? Short period of time.
Yes, sir.
How you dealing with it, man?
You know, it's something that everybody has to go through, so.
Yeah.
I'm just hitting the head first.
Yeah. Well, why should we draft you?
Coach, I'm a difference maker. I'm a dog. You know, I've been able to kind of cement myself in two prestigious programs. I think I've been able to allow, I think people have found a way in both places to follow me. And I'm not going in this deal, going in these places saying, hey, come on, y'all gotta follow me, or, you know, that's earned, that's not given. And people leave because their peers let them. I don't know, for some odd reason, people follow me everywhere I've been. I can make every throw, make every play. You know, I don't put a ceiling on how good I can be. You know, I think that I can't say the sky's the limit, because I mean, I think I have that much, and I'm confident in that. I'm a student. You know, I want to learn. I just want to maximize all of this I have so I can be the best I can be and be an asset to some people, an organization. Impact the people around me, bring some people with me.
Well, he has, and 5 years later, it turned out to one be probably the best pick Howie Roseman ever made, a second-round pick to get that kind of quarterback. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls on the other side. Do you want the Eagles to go star hunting at the expense of losing some of these free agents, or just run this thing back? Well, we'll let you hear what Diana Russini said about the Eagles and the buzz at the Combine about the Eagles and Myles Garrett, plus your movie recommendations for someone 30 or under on a Tri-Day Friday. It is a Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.